Okay, everybody. So, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to have the Parsha Shir. Tomorrow we'll have the Bechina, starting 10:30. You should sign up for your slots. Okay. And, so what's the story Sunday?
We'll be here.
Who's going to be here Sunday? Okay, so we'll have Shira. We'll have Shomer Tonus Shira on Sunday. Regular time, 11:30, 12:30. Okay, this week's Parshas, Vayishlach. Torah begins, Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim Lefonov Elei Savochiv Artsis yesterday, Adam. Veitzav oisam lemar kosomim laduni veitzav koma avdcha Yaakov im lovam garti v'oichor adata. So says Rashi, the famous Rashi, garti lo nasesi sar v'choshev. You don't have to be jealous of me because I didn't become such a rash kibahag. I didn't become such a big chashiv person that you have to envy me. El agir. Incha kedai l'sno si el brachos avicha. Shebrachani. Have you gvir l'chacha? You don't have to worry because I didn't become a gvir. I'm just a gair. I'm not the grace of gvir. Dovaracha garti b'kimatri tayag. Klomer lavod arash garti. Retayeg mitzvah shamarti lomarti masav klum. Which is, always a question, what is he trying to tell Lovan? What does it mean, Lovan garti? Va'echar arata means I was living there until now. Va'echar, I detained myself there until now. So what is he trying to sell a lot of the Sfarim? What is he trying to miramis to him that he stayed from in Lovan's house? Why? What's that going to do for Esav? What is he trying to tell Esav that? And then what is the next pasuk? Vayili shor v'chamor tzom v'eved v'shivcha yeshvacha lahagid la'adoni l'msochein b'inecha. So Abba Amr Li Mitala Shemayim Shemayim Arts. Though Eina Lomina Shemayim Lomina Arts. And the Yishor V'chamor, even what I have, is not a key with the Bracha. Because the Bracha is you're going to have Mitala Shemayim, which means things grow from the ground. I didn't even get that. Whatever I had has nothing to do with the Bracha. So you don't have to worry that I got the Bracha over you, etc. So there is a fascinating pshat in the Sefer Mor V'Shemesh. But to understand that, we just have to have a couple of hakdamas to understand the words of the Mor V'Shemesh. It says in Erevin, on page 4, in Yud-Gimel Amud Beis, right, we discussed this famous Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shtei shanim v'mechza nechlechu b'shami b'shilom. Halal omim noch lo l'odom shalom nivra yoser b'shanivra. Halal omim noch lo l'odom shalom nivra yoser b'shalom nivra. Nimnu v'gomru noch lo l'odom shalom nivra yoser b'shalom nivra. Achshav shanivra yifashpish b'masav. V'amri lo yimashpish b'masav. In other words, yinachanami, maybe it would have been better, the person wouldn't have been created, but now that he's created, Yifashmish B'masav, or Yimashmish B'masav. So what is that Lashon? Yifashmish B'masav, Yimashmish B'masav. So if you look in the Mesilas Yesharim, on page 9, he quotes this Gemara, the bottom line, the Dover Zeh, Hodiyunu, Chachameinu Zechronam, Lebracha Kamamam, Noach Lo Adam Shalom Nivram Yosef Yishiv Nivra, Racha She Nivra, Yifash Bishmasav, Yigad Omer Yimash Bishmasav. Tira Shishnei Alashonatayim, Shnei Azoros, Tovos Umoilos. What's the difference between Yifash Bishmasav or Yimash Bish? In a Pish Bush Bishmasim, Ulachor Al Klal Hamasim, Nusbonimbo. Vimtsubem Masim Ashalo Yosu. Yifash Bish means that you should check to see, did you do Averis, did you mitzvahs Averis, the good things versus the non-good things. That's Yifash Bish Masim. And Yimash Bish means the good things that you're doing, but are you really doing them well? In other words, the mitzvahs that you're doing, are you really doing them properly? Like you got the mezuzah, you got tefillin, but they're really mehudar. You daven, but are you really davening bekavana? Yifash Bish means you got to see, are you doing mitzvahs, are you doing averus, etc. You know, you got to weed out the good from the bad. And the mashmish means that even the good things you're doing, you have to make sure that they're really as good as they could be. In other words, within the good, it has to be refined. That's the Mesilas Yesharim. Then there's a famous pasuk on page 5. Vayom Hashem Elokim Heino Adam Vayakachad Mimenu Ladas Tov Vara. Vatal Pen Yishloch Yodo Vayakach Gam Eitz Achayim Vachal Vachay Lo'olam. So there's a famous medrash on page 7. Vatal Pen Yishloch Yodo Omer Rav Abba Bar Kahana Melame Shepasach Hu Agarish Baruch Hu Pesach Shal Tshuva. Va'ata, Ein Va'ata Ela Tshuva. That Ata is Tshuva. Ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elkech Sholim Mimach. And some explain, because Tshuva, you know, you just have to change your direction. Ata means right away you can do it. You know, so Va'ata is Lashon Tshuva. Okay, so now putting all these things together, we can now learn the piece in the Mor V'Shemesh. Page 15. It says the Mor V'Shemesh, Od Inyan Anahal, Perish Rashi, Al Gardim, Taig Mitzvah Shamati, Mahu Dia La Esav Vazeh. What is he telling Esav this? Why does he have to tell Esav that, you know, you should know I'm from? Well, Esav cares, he's from, he's not from, what's the point? We got me a Shadakh Al Ve'echar Va'adata. And what does he mean to say? And I've been in Lovin's house until now. Of course he's been in Lovin's house. What is he trying to say by that? I've been detaining here until now. Ve'echar arata. Mayu dilo bezeh. Im lo yadina she'echar arata. Ve'echar shalobami kodem. Yeah, of course he's been there. He didn't come back till now. That's where he is. Uvada ye'el Yaakov eza kavana bezeh. And Gamal is called Loshen Yochid Shor V'Chamor. What's the point? Shor V'Chamor is singular, not plural. Shvarim V'Chamorim, Shor V'Chamor. So he says like this. V'nirin li l'farish, v'nei b'midrash isha si Yaakov avinu b'shtikuso ze haya ritzono she yachzir es esav v'tshuva. Yaakov wanted Esav to do tshuva. Vnirli dehi emes havoros ha'odom sabori tzbrach shemo shiye be'emes u'tachlis ha'shlemus ki yochol odom l'kayim kol ha'mitzvus v'lil mor harbe avol shiye be'emes l'amitul l'shmo shiye didbak al deitor v'mitzvus l'amori ze kosher god. But you can do all the mitzvus and not really have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, you're just doing them. It's not so easy even to do. That's the famous Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos to Makkos. So what does the Rambam write? That Hashem wants us to do good. So So therefore he gave us a lot of mitzvahs, and we have to do all of them, but at least if we'll do a lot, maybe we'll get one right. You know, not right, yeah, we'll do all of them, but we'll get one to be pristine. So that's what it means. So the same thing over here. To get a mitzvah in its totality, in the umke delev, is not easy. You have to get rid of all the taivas, etc. So he says, and furthermore, page 16 on top, we also kosher lo adam, lasus tshuva shleima, amasha nidme lo adam she oseg b'torah v'avodah tamid, ve'ina roa batzmo shum chisar v'avodah oso. But if you have a person who is worshipping Hashem, and he doesn't realize that he's not perfect, he doesn't realize that there's no chesronos. V'sover ba'atzmo shu tzadik gomor. So if you think you're tzadik gomor, then there's no reason to do tshuva, because you're tzadik gomor. Ama yoshev nimtza nishar besukuso ve'en tshuva l'makoso. V'emes mi she'eno mashkiach al atzmo b'li hefsek v'saki en masav harishonim nimtza chesronos v'avodosum kol shah. Because if you can't find chesronos, you can't find a reason to do tshuva, that's a problem. And that's what he quotes from Rav Yitzchak Mulublin, and that's the word of the Mesilas Yesharim. There's Yifashmesh B'masav, to see what averas you did. And then Yimashmesh means even the good things, you have to see what could be improved even in the good. So he says, Nimtza, bottom paragraph, Bikol Anal, Sha Tzadikim Amitim, the real true tzaddikim, ha'olchim b'derech Hashem be'emes l'amito b'umka d'liba, heim tamid b'tshuva. They're always b'tshuva. Shenimtzel lehem tamid chesronos be'avdu shalahem. They always realize their shortcomings and they want to improve. V'mich olach b'derech zeh, azay kol ha'tovas olam hazeh, enam chashuvim etzlo l'klum. He's not interested in Olam Hazeh. But he's constantly doing tshuva. So he says, that's the pshat of the pasuk. Lovan garti, v'echar arta, lo tolomer. Targim etzah shamarti. This is what he's telling Esav. Not that he's bragging. He wants to tell Esav what's the proper avoda. He says, you do targim etzahs, v'afal pikein v'echar ad ata. What does ata mean? Tshuva. I mean, I did the Taryag mitzvahs, but I'm still lacking in my tshuva. Va'echar ar'ata. Ein va'ata el tshuva. I'm still missing the tshuva, meaning the yifashmesh and the yimashmesh. Shalobazin l'tachris amiti. Ar'ata. I didn't come, ata means tshuva. I didn't come to the full tshuva yet. Sheyosekal odom l'kayim. Because, as you know, Yosekal odom l'kayim kol ha'mitzvahs v'chukim. Milasus tshuva be'emes uvetamim. But you could do all the mitzvahs, tying mitzvah shamarti, and still not do tshuva. Meaning still not realize that you have chesronos and you still have to improve. Even though you're tying mitzvah shamarti, means you're a shomer Torah mitzvahs. You're a shomer Torah mitzvahs. But still, there's something lacking. You could be more refined. You could be more sensitive. You do Torah mitzvahs, you have a mezuzah, you have the tefillin, but you're still lacking. We think, especially in this generation where people are very, you know, they have the frumkeit, make sure everything, but then they're missing like basic yesodos in how they speak to people, how they treat people, how, you know. So they can do Torah mitzvahs, but still va'echar arata. You're missing, you're lacking arata, you're lacking tshuva, meaning there's still chesronos. So don't think, sometimes, you know, the mitzvahs could be a camouflage. You say, I'm a good Jew, I'm doing everything. Look, I do, I make sure I have the good hashkachas, and I have the good this, and I do that. So there's nothing lacking in me. So that's what Yaakov's saying. You could do tayig mitzvahs and still be lacking. You could still be gaivadik, you could still be haughty, you could still, you know, And that's what he's telling him. He wants to be machzeh esa b'tshuva. He's saying that it's not enough just tayig mitzvahs. There's more. And that, I think, it's especially in this generation, where this generation, you know, people are doing a lot of the culturally right things, like learning is a big thing, daf yomi is a big thing. But that doesn't mean just because you're learning daf yomi that you fulfilled your mission. You know, you still can be a person who has a lot of chesronos. In other words, especially in this generation, that learning sometimes can camouflage chesronos. Because say, I learn. I daf yomi. You know, I'm perfect. And I'm not saying that this is something, you know, it's good to learn. But that shouldn't be, the tying mitzvah shouldn't be a camouflage to not see that there can be other chesronos in the person. And that's what he's saying, Yaakov to Esav. You want to really be an Adam Sholem, so don't think just because you do all the right things. Some people do all the right things, and yet they're missing the Iker. They're missing the Iker, Hadhaga, they're missing how they carry themselves, how they look down upon people. They're missing the Iker, and they think they did everything. But still, Va'echer Arata, I didn't get to Ata, to Tshuva. I'm still lacking the Yefashmesh and the Yemashmesh. Hein Mukhum Zobatar Sein, Ulvarin Yutztach, Shabinath Ata Nirmaz Betshuva, Shalom Rebbe, Shu Avshikim, Kol Tayyak Mitzvahs. He said, look at me, I did all Tayyak Mitzvahs. Afopike lo bolo tachlis amiti, ad ke bolo madregas at Tshuva. And Tshuva means you have to realize what improper things a person did, and even the good things, how they could be improved upon. V'zesh shalach lo v'hili shor v'chamor. Why loshen yachid? Ki misha osa tshuva einu nechshav kol olam hazeh klum. V'adra b'hu olav l'masa. Ki am yachid lo yeh nechshav kol chus l'kum. Zeh lo nasasi shar v'choshuv. V'de osa v'chod lo nechshav b'einei atzmo lo shar v'choshuv. Rak tomir haya nechna gadol b'einei atzmo. V'achmas ha-tshuva v'achno sh'yeh lo l'fono v'izbarach shumo. Okay, number of kulam loshin yachid. Shalom shaloya, Hoshev a kol bein of Raki ilo yolo shorachad. Bein of Maxis as Atsmi Lugvir, Sam Hoshev Ra, okay, Eil Chol Stoti. Okay, Eim Tzachem Beinecha. Because if a person really does proper tshuva, so all the Gashmias doesn't mean anything to him. It's like, it's a yoke. Tell me that you nicht the godel bein yatzma by Avram Avinu. Okay, nemer mekulam loshen yochid. So you nechsha kol bein av kluk. Einu maxis asim legvir v'tzar v'choshem. Okay, neilu chol esnozi. In other words, I did tshuva and I still maxik. I'm not machzik in the gashmis of this world, but I still didn't complete it. So that's the interpretation of the Mor v'Shemesh. I think it's a big yisod because, you know, Torah mitzvahs is supposed to purify a person. Well, never, you know, Chazal say letzarif es abrius, but sometimes we just do it because this is the right social thing to do. Whereas sometimes Torah mitzvahs can be, you know, it's like the socially accepted thing to do, but not necessarily religious thing. It's socially accepted. If you go to the Daf Yomi Shir, again, I don't want to sound like I'm picking on Daf Yomi. I don't mean Chas V'Shalom. Not at all. What I mean is that certain things people feel, I'm here, I do this, you know, but then, you know, maybe they can mistreat the people, they can not act properly. That's what I mean to say. So those Tag Mitzvahs doesn't mean you're complete. It's a constant yearning for a person to continue serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and refining himself. You know, and that's, I still, Va'echer Ata, I'm still short. I still haven't reached the Ata. And then the Chasam Sofer says another word on page 19. If you look here, look at page 19. In Movogati, Perish Rashi, Retayig Mitzvah Shamarti. So he says an unbelievable word. What does it mean, Tayig Mitzvah Shamarti? Pashup Shah means he kept the Tayig Mitzvahs. So Zokta Chasim Sofer, a beautiful word. Imamu Kiyam HaKol, but it can't be that he was Mekayim all. Kol HaPochas Mitzvahs Kiyam Rav Eim Lo Hayam Mekayim. Right? He didn't do Kiyam Rav Eim. He was away from his parents when he was in Beis Lovan. So what do you mean he kept Tariq Mitzvahs? He says, Mikol Mokom Haya Omid Mitzapa. No. But even the Mitzvahs that he couldn't fulfill, at least he had a yearning to fulfill them. What does Shamarti mean? What is the famous Pasuk in Vayeshev? Faviv Shomar Sadover, right? That's here on page 20 and 21. Vayikanu Shomar Sadover, says Rashi, Hayamamti nu Mitzapa Mosa Yovo. Shomer means to anticipate, to yearn for something. Oviv Shomer Sadover. So that's what he says. Back at Chasid Sofer, page 19. Shamarti dugmas v'oviv Shomer Sadover. Hodio so b'zeh Ikuvo eitz alavon hayakasha alav. U'me'az nichsefa nafshal veis avosav. Chishav lasos mitzvah v'nenas. Whereas Tayyik Matzah Shamarti means, whatever I was able to do, I did. And the things that I couldn't do, at least I yearned to do them. And that's what? The Gemara says in Brachas, that Chishav lasos mitzvah v'nenas, lo asa mala alav akosuv ki ilu asa. Yaakov v'daito sovah sh'onas gomor v'kirin lo yiskayimu ha-brachas. He says, so malav alchav kosov. And still, he didn't get the brachas. So even though tying mitzvahs, shamarti, means either I was mekayim it, or whatever, I wasn't mekayim, and that's a big yisod of a person has to yearn to do good things. The things that he actually are able to do, he actually does it. But the things he can't, at least he should yearn, as opposed to a person who's happy that, you know, I tell you over the board from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, the first, Al-Khaycha Chatanul Fanechim Ba'odos Uvarotzim. So the Chasam Sofer says, I understand, you did a Chayt Barotzim. So, okay, you have to cop Al-Khayt. But Ba'odos, Odos Rahman Apatri. So what's the Al-Khayt? Because he says, because some people yearn to have an onus. They yearn to have a good excuse. He says, I don't want to do this anyway. But if it's a snowstorm and I don't have to come anyway, oh, I'm happy. Now I have a good excuse. Beforehand, it wouldn't have looked so good. It wouldn't have been a good excuse. Now I have the good excuse. So now, because I really didn't want to do it anyway. And that's what you have to clap all chayt. For the ratzon to have the onus. And the opposite of this is Oviv Shomar Sadover. Oh, I'm yearning for it. I'm yearning. Like, Yaakov is yearning to go back to his parents' house so he can be Mekayim Kibar Aveim. And that's what the Or Chaim HaKadosh says on page 22. On the Pasuk, V'shomru V'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos. He says, O Yisrael Derech Omro, V'Oviv Shomar Sadover, Perish, Mamtin U'Metzapeh Mosa Yovo. Right, like the Rambam has the famous thing that you're supposed to wait for Shabbos, you know, to come. We discussed that Arizal, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he was already not doing Malacha Kaveda. It is like if you're excited about something, like a special guest is coming, you know, you're you're looking at the clock, you know, when is he coming, you're looking, and that's the mitzvah of Shabbos. Is Shomru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos means that you're supposed to be Mamtinu Mitzapeh Mosayavo. Shomru Lassos HaShabbos Lushol HaKavono Kichefetz Mitzvah HaShabbos L'Margo HaGuf L'Noah She'isonim El Tzaraziyas Mitzvah Shabbos Lo Tachnis HaMegoshes. And that's the Yisod. So, you know, the Rav Soloveitchik, I discussed this once with his son, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. This idea, the Rav would say, in America, what do they say? We have Shabbos, but we don't have Erev Shabbos. Meaning, people keep Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos, the idea that we're prepared and ready 3 hours in advance, and we're waiting, and the Erev Shabbos, well, no, people just, make it by the buzzer. You know, his son of Chaim was that we were discussing where his father, where he was taking that from, and the whole thing. But that's a famous word, because we don't have the Shomru, the Aviv Shomer Sadover. In other words, because people are learned to do things in a robotic fashion. The whole the slavas and the whole rotzon and the whole tshuva and the whole, people are very into just check off boxes. We did it, as opposed to, someone said to me, people are very into, can we check off the box or can we not check off the box? As opposed to really having that tshuka and that rotzon to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Yaakov is trying to make Haravesov, and he's explaining that Yiddishkeit is about doing mitzvahs for sure. In other words, you have to do them. Many Sosra always speaks about people that only want to do it belay, but they don't want to do the maisa. You got to do the maisa. Maisa you have to do. But don't think just because you did the maisa that you reached the shleimus. You have to have the maisa, and you have to be excited to do the maisa. For Ovim Shomer Sadovar, Omid Mitzape, the Shomer B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, for Echer Adato, I'm still lacking to get to Tshuva. And sometimes it just takes a little time. Yifashmish Mimasev to say, we could always do things better. We have to make sure that we're not just doing acts, but the acts have to be, what the Tikkuni Zohar says. Kol oraisa bidlo dechilu ruchimu lo farcha le'ela. That any Torah mitzvahs that don't have bidchilu ruchimu, yiravava, right? You have to have avon yira when you do it. Passion. Lo parcha le'ela. Doesn't go up. I'll tell you a vort. This vort, Dr. Lamb, somebody said it over from Dr. Lamb said this vort. I once heard somebody quoting him. It's a fascinating vort. It's on last week's parsha. It's a verb that I don't know anywhere else to have such a verb. Dalakta acharai. It's not a dalakta. Dalakta acharai. Not just you ran after me, but you ran after me like a fire. The lashon delek, the leka. There was you were pursuing it with a hislavus. Dalakta acharai. Right. I love what it says there. So that he once gave a drasha on that idea of doing things with, like the Rebbe Hess said, with a passion, dalakta acharai. And Bezer Hashem, that's why a lot of people left Yiddishkeit, because they didn't find any meaning in the. Rav Moshe Feinstein has the famous idea that the phrase "Schwer zu sein Yid," That was the phrase, it's hard to be a Jew, and that turned everyone off. Because if it's hard to be a Jew, so then they gave up. But if the Yiddishkeit becomes something that's not hard to, like Rav David Feinstein said, yes, you should say, agreeing to Zion, it's easy to be a Jew. Because if you, like the Or Chaim HaKadosh writes, Lora Amal B'Yisrael. What do you mean? There's no Amal? But he says, because the Tzaddikim, they're Amal in Torah and Vira, but they enjoy it so much, you don't even see that it's an Amal. Like my mother always says, if you enjoy what you're doing, you don't work one day in your life. Because you're enjoying it. And the Odas Hashem has to be like that. And we, you know, it has to be some people's approach to Yiddishkeit is a very morbid approach. So it worked in certain segments of Yiddishkeit in certain times in history, but it's not necessarily the approach that's going to work necessarily in this generation. Because if it's morbid and it's everything is like a negative focus, then it's not going to be good. You know, so everything. That's why I'm very big into, you know, learning things, going slowly, enjoying. The whole thing is just a race to finish the Masechta, a race to this. You're not going to have that kishmak. You're not going to enjoy it. And then, I don't know how long it's going to last. Even though you're running, but if you don't have the kishmak, like Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen says, if somebody gives you an ice cream cone, but it says you have to finish it in 2 minutes, so it's not going to work. You're not going to get that kishmak. You have to have a geshmak, geshmak in your learning, geshmak in the Avodas Hashem, and realize that we always have to improve, but not in a morbid way, not in a way that's going to cause mar shchaira, you know, depression. And some people have an attitude that, you know, we're always bad and I'm not good, you know. If you have that attitude, it's also not going to work. But you have to have, a simcha in the whole approach, and that's the constant shuka to improve our maisim and to do Torah mitzvahs v'dchilu chibu bava v'yira, and then it's parcha le'ela. Then there's no end and no limit of how good the Torahs and mitzvahs can be. So in bava gadir echad ayata is lichem musil l'doros. Okay.